A pair of binoculars gives a lifetime of pleasure, day and night. Binoculars are also the very best instrument for observing this summer's total solar eclipse. And yes, when the eclipse is total, no filters or eye protection are needed. And using binoculars on the sun will reveal detail in its prominences, those pink geysers of nuclear flame that shoot up from its edge, but only use them on the sun when the eclipse is total. Binoculars are rated with two numbers, as in 7x35 or 10x50. The first is the magnification, with 7-10 power being ideal. More than 10, and the natural shaking of your hand blurs the detail. The second number is the diameter of the main lens in millimeters. The combination is important. Tiny shirt pocket models squeeze 8 power out of teensy little lenses, so in low light conditions such as twilight or for astronomy, those tiny instruments give uselessly faint images. Also avoid zoom binoculars, which deliver an inferior image, and their field of view is tiny. The answer to everything is Canon's image-stabilized models, whose gyroscopes compensate for hand vibrations. I recommend their second cheapest model, the 10x30, which costs around $500, but are worth every cent. You'll be astonished. I also own their more powerful 15x50, as well as their very best model, the 10x42. At $1,400, it's expensive, but they're waterproof and give the best images of any binocular in the world. They are heavy to hold, however, and you might do better with a 10x30 at one quarter of the price. But say $500 is out of your range, then spend just $30 on the Celestron 7x35 Up Close G2 binocular. Fabulous image with a perfect magnification and brightness package. It's a fine binocular, you just won't be able to see the image very steadily by image stabilization, that's all. As for where to buy, you never go wrong with B&H Photo online. You'll love using today's modern binoculars. They're simply amazing. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.